What is up, guys? Welcome to the Think Computers Weekly Tech Podcast. This is episode 305, and our podcast is brought to you by Amazon. If you go to thinkcomputers.org/Amazon and happen to purchase something, that gives us a little kickback and, of course, keeps the podcast ongoing. With me as my co-host, Ryan. What's going on?
Just kidding. You can hear me, right?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I had to fix some audio issues.
Well, if you guys,
you know,
if
you nothing guys, like making audio changes before a podcast. So
yeah, well, if you guys missed it last week, Ryan had internet issues. At least we think he had internet issues. He was calling in on his phone, and then he was really excited today that he got his audio all fixed or all changed around, and then he realized that he didn't about 2 minutes before we started or we started recording. So typical Ryan things, just, you know, not ready for the podcast. It's pretty normal, I would say.
That's right.
So it is another Wednesday, man. It's already February. Like,
I know, it's crazy.
It's wild. It's how nuts. Fast we you know, we say this, it's just like, it's just time's just flying by.
I mean, I've been seeing these news posts. They're like, oh, the days are already, you know, back to getting longer. The sunset's getting later and later, so we're getting closer to, like, you know, moving away from winter time and towards longer days in summer. And it's like, yeah, that's great, but it just snowed like 6 inches here, so we're definitely still in winter.
Yeah, well, obviously not getting as much winter here, but yeah, it's just kind of, I don't know, it seemed like January just was just nothing, like it just went by so quickly. But I think it has a lot to do with, like, you know, holidays, and then with us, like, CES was like just really busy, and those kind of days just bleed into each other. So but we're happy to be here, we're happy to be podcasting. If you guys do want to follow along, everything that we're going to be talking about this week is going to be on our full show notes page, which is linked in the description of this video. You can go ahead and check that out, and you can kind of follow along and click through and see even more detail about kind of everything that we're going to be talking about this week. But of course, this is a tech podcast, so let's just jump into reviews this week. And we have one review, and it is of a CPU cooler. It is the Silverstone Hydrogon. I always wanted to say hydrogen, but it's obviously not. It's Hydrogon D120 ARGB. So this is a dual fan, dual tower cooler, dual 120 millimeter fans on here, which are ARGB. And it is a big cooler, but it's not like those crazy big mass. It's not like a Noctua NHD 15 massive, but it's big, but it's not too big. Which I actually kind of like, because I think that those big coolers are great. But a lot of times they're hard to install and they cover your memory. So it's like, you know, you spend all this money on your RGB memory and then it gets covered up by your cooler. Well, the last few coolers that we reviewed kind of did that. And it was just like, ah, man. So this one does not do that. And it gives you RGB lighting on both of the fans. Pretty, like I said, pretty standard design, as you guys can kind of see here. Two heatsink towers, and what's nice about these towers is you can kind of see how the heat pipes kind of bend like this. It's an offset design that basically gives you full RAM clearance on this cooler, so, you know, you're not going to run into any issues with this cooler overhanging the memory. But on top of that, it's not like you're not going to have any type of issues like that at all. Everything is pre-installed, so all the fans are pre-installed. You don't have to worry about any of that kind of stuff. Which is really nice. It's pretty, like I
said.
How
does that make installation with that middle fan already there?
Oh, we'll get into it. Yeah. So, a lot of times, like Ryan was saying, you know, you have the fan in the center, you have to remove it for installation, but you actually don't have to do that with this cooler, which we'll get into. You know, we have six heat pipes. They come up from, of course, the base into each of the heatsink towers. You can kind of see how they're spread out there to, of course, dissipate all of that heat. Both fans, they do have just standard 3-pin ARGB connections, so you can connect them to your motherboard, no problem. You can also daisy chain them together, so you can connect the two fans together and then connect it to a single ARGB connection on your motherboard. You can also daisy chain the power for the fans too, so some motherboards might not have like an optional CPU fan header, so you can daisy chain them together and then just plug in one, or you can plug them into separate fan headers and control them independently, which is kind of nice. I kind of like that. But beyond that, it's pretty like a no frills cooler. There is no like crazy cap on the top or anything else. We have some Silverstone logos, but it is a very basic looking cooler, which is fine. You know, it's just basic looking cooler. Installation, very easy. I've used the Silverstone backplates before, very easy to get everything installed. And what's really nice is, like Ryan said and I said, is that everything, like all the fans are already pre-installed, but you don't have to take them off. You don't have to remove them to install the cooler. You basically, everything is like on the cooler already. All you do is basically just put it on. You install like the mounting bars like you see here, which is pretty standard for any pretty much every aftermarket CPU cooler. And then what you do is you put the screwdriver down through the little notches here in the heatsink, and they you know, you line it up right there and you just screw it in. It's really easy. And it's kind of nice because all of these big coolers that I've been reviewing, you have to remove at least one of the fans, if not both. Here, you don't have to do that. You don't have to remove anything. And it's nice that everything does come mounted as well. So that just saves you a step in the installation process too. You don't have to put the fans on or anything like that. Just super easy. No problems whatsoever. And you can see with it installed, like, you know, you can see our memory down here, like, full memory coverage, you know, or, you know, it's not covering your memory at all. And it's not, like I said, it takes up some space, but it's not this crazy, massive, big cooler, which, like I said, which I really like about this. And if we go into kind of, you know, the RGB aspect of it, again, this is ARGB. And if you connect it, it does not come with a controller. So if you don't plug in the RGB header, the RGBs on it won't light up. So you have to plug in that header, and it's all dependent on what your motherboard software offers. It's compatible with all major motherboard software. We tested it on a Gigabyte motherboard. So we were using, what's Gigabyte's RGB stuff called? It's called...
I don't use it. So
Mystic... that's MSI. RGB Fusion? I believe that's it. Yeah. In any case, you know, this is what's going to look, you know, there's just some solid colors. Then we had some, you know, RGB rainbow type stuff. Like I said, all the effects, it's all dependent on your RGB software. But it just gives just some extra blink in there for sure on your system. And here it is installed in our system. And again, you can see our RGB memory is, you know, we can actually show it off, it, you know, with the build, which is really nice. When it comes to testing, this cooler does a good job, but it's not the best cooler we've tested. Looking at these results, it's about in the, you know, kind of mid range in our test group. And keep in mind, most of our test group are these massively huge coolers. You know, and it is decently loud as well when you get those two fans up and running in our tests. So I would say that this cooler is a good overall cooler, but it doesn't excel at one specific thing. It's not crazy flashy. It's not something that like you want to put in your system because it looks good. It's not the best cooler. Like it's not the most high performance cooler out there either. And it's not the quietest cooler either. So it's just like good at like those things.
It's kind of good at everything.
Yeah. It's kind of good at everything, which is fine. Yeah. You know, it's priced decently well, right around.
I was gonna say, as long as it's priced to match that, that's fine. There needs to be a product like that.
Yeah. So it's around $60. You can find it around $60 on Amazon. You know, I think that has a lot to do because the original MSRP was actually $49.99, but it's on Amazon for $60. That probably has a lot to do with obviously all the crazy stuff going on in the world. But yeah, I mean, like I said, like, yeah, it's just, it's like what do they call it? Like the master of none or whatever that saying is. I don't know what that saying is.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's a good overall cooler. I think it's going to look good. I think that if you, you know, if you get this, you're going to be happy with it, especially with the RGB lighting. So yeah, I think it's, like I said, it's a good overall cooler. I couldn't tell.
I think in one of your pictures, maybe it showed like it's kind of shifted back, right? The heat pipes shift.
Oh yeah.
Does it? What's the clearance like on the back of the case? Does it feel like or seem like it's gonna?
No, it's not.
Not that you're gonna starve that back fan or anything.
No, there's nothing like that on this. It's if you actually look at the size of these towers, they're thinner towers. But yeah, it's a, they call it an offset design. So the heat sinks are offset.
Right.
So yeah, so you're not really going to run into those type of issues.
Cool. If anything, it's getting the heat closer to the back of the case to get it out that rear fan. So
yeah. Yeah. So just like I said, just good overall cooler, price well. Definitely check out the review. And I just realized
Kelly in chat.
Said so yeah,
jack of all trades, master of none. Yeah,
that's basically what this cooler is. But again, not a bad cooler. Also, old man in the chat, good to see you here as well. I'm gonna have to change out my headset. I just got a low battery thing. I guess I
didn't. Oh, you don't keep a Type-C cable handy?
No. So, we'll
go swap it out real quick.
Yeah, we'll move on to Case Mod Friday. If you guys don't know what Case Mod Friday is, that is where we feature a build or mod that's been completed in the community. And I'll bring this up for Ryan to talk about. This is called Striker Wrapped in the Antec Striker case that that Antec doesn't promote as much as they should. But I'll let Ryan talk about that where I go ahead.
Actually, let me pull that up and I can share my other screen. That way I can control.
Yeah. See, if it's not Ryan having issues, it's me. And this wasn't even planned. So
I was talking smack. Let me share this real quick. I wasn't ready for that, but
yeah, that's fine.
Share screen. There we go. Share.
There we go. We'll put right there. We go. You good to go?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. I'll be right back.
Okay, so I didn't look at this too closely, but I love the paint job. That's like one thing that really stuck out for me is this color changing paint job along the bottom portion here. Let me pull up a couple images to kind of show it off. Yeah, this like depending at the angle that you see this, and you see this a lot of times on cars, show cars, and things like that. Depending on the angle you're seeing the paint from, it's going to be a different color, which I think is a pretty cool feature. Pretty clean build here, obviously. Some cool bends that you don't see, and it's just some placing of components in spots where you're just not going to see them a lot of times. We've obviously got the graphics card up front, which results in a funky, you know, long tube run to the back at the pump here. Which I think looks pretty cool. Looks like mostly Alpha Cool components for the fittings. Let's see here. What else? What did we have? They didn't really mention the cooling components. That's all right. Looks like some 3D printed components here as well. It looks like a ASUS ROG 3D printed logo. What do you think of the paint? Like, do you like that color changing paint, Bob?
I think that's awesome. Feel like if I had like a cool car, like you see cars that have that.
I don't necessarily like it as much on cars, but on stuff like this, I like it. I think it looks pretty awesome.
Yeah, I do have to say these headphones compared to my other ones are pretty crappy. I think it's because I don't have any of the setting, like the whatever enabled on them, but
yeah. So yeah, Alpha Cool radiator up front with some pretty cool bends. You know, we've got a 45 here into a 180, which I'm sorry, not a 45, a 90, and looping back around to a 180 to go to another radiator. That's pretty cool bend there. I like to see that. Not a big fan of these fans. Get it? The frameless fans, just not my favorite type of thing, but they look kind of cool in this build. I'm not sure how well they work for radiators though, right? Like, yeah, you're not directing that air via a fan frame through the radiator. What were you gonna say?
I said I do like the front mounted GPU.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, off a cool block on there. I like this memory though. This Asgard looks kind of cool.
Yeah, I do like that as well. Yeah, I think it's just a cool build. I think the colors work well.
Yep.
And again,
the colors matched really well with the water cooling liquid.
Yeah, it's custom made liquid. He custom self made fluid. So yeah, just some cool stuff there. So definitely check this one out. Of course, we have our full Case Mod Friday section that you guys can check out. It has tons of builds on there. Always good stuff. And just good to get some, you know, get some good motivation to build something, or just you just want to see what you can do with PC parts. There's just so much on there. So definitely go ahead and check that out. Our thermal take contest ended a couple days ago. So if you check your emails, because our last contest, like I picked the winner, emailed the winners, and nobody got, like, two out of the three or two out of the four didn't get back to me. So then I had to pick another winner, and then only one person got back to me. So make sure you're checking your emails so you get your prizes, because I want you guys to be like, I want the winners to be the winners, but we can only give like 7 days. If I don't hear from you in 7 days, I have to pick somebody else. So that contest just ended. We will be having another contest coming up. Stay tuned for that next week. Pretty excited for that one too. It's gonna be another cool product. So definitely stay tuned for that. But that brings us right into the news. And the big thing, and I wrote this article up because I was kind of interesting to, you know, at CES, the big thing from NVIDIA was the RTX 3090. I mean, or the RTX 3090 Ti. That was like, hey, we're having the fastest, best graphics card out there. This is going to be the best consumer graphics card you can buy, blah, blah, blah. It's going to max out everything on the chip. And then we saw so many leaks. We saw like basically the official NVIDIA release schedule that said, you know, January 27th. And then we heard, there's issues with the BIOS, there's issues with the hardware, and then we've heard nothing. There hasn't been any new leaks about the card. There hasn't none of the nobody getting the card to review has actually even got the card. Like the people who would normally get the card to review, they don't have the card. There's been no word from NVIDIA like, hey, we're pushing the release 2 weeks, we're pushing it a month. Like, just not a single word from NVIDIA. It's a little weird.
It is. I don't know. What do you think it is? Production issues or part availability?
The big change minus the specs is this is going to use two of those new connectors.
Mm.
So that could... Power, something with power could be an issue. Again, we heard reports that there were BIOS issues. We heard reports that NVIDIA had asked AIB partners to stop making the cards. That could be like a whole rejiggering of whatever they were kind of doing to it. We don't know. But again, January 27th just like went by. NVIDIA has said nothing. No, like, hey, it's coming soon, we're just working on this, or... You know, we've moved, because usually if there's going to be a delay, usually say, hey, we're pushing back the date to this. They don't let the supposed release date come and go without saying anything. So that makes me think this is a bigger issue than what it is, because if it was like a BIOS issue that could be fixed, it'd be like, okay, we're launching in 2 weeks. Or if it was some type of hardware issue that could be fixed, hey, we're launching in a month, or you know what I mean? But it's that we haven't heard anything from NVIDIA on this, which is just
weird. I mean, the saying's usually no news is good news, but like that's usually leading up to or something, right? Not like after you were supposed to launch. This is like not getting the call you're supposed to get type of thing. So yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, I don't know. Do you think there's any possibility that we never see this card?
Depending on what the issue is, yeah, maybe. It just never, yeah, could be the card that, that they
by the time it's ready, they're ready to launch like
the 4000 series, right? Right.
Man,
that's so like how much effort do they want to put into fixing whatever issue may or may not exist with the 3090 Ti? Right. Does it make sense to put resources towards that or to just kind of drop it and work on the next thing?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I've been checking every day if there's any type of rumors or anything. We haven't heard anything, yeah. Nothing. So hopefully, we're into February now, as we said at the beginning of the podcast, like hopefully this month we hear something about this card because I know people want to get their hands on it. And of course, it's again supposed to be, when it's going to be the best consumer graphics card you can buy. So I think that's really exciting for a lot of people. So hopefully we'll see something here. An old man in the chat said, maybe they're waiting for whatever coin people are mining with those cards to go back up. I mean, who knows? I mean, with everything going on, I honestly think it's a hardware issue, that needs fixed. Whatever that hardware issue is, don't know, but I think that's probably, I mean, it just from everything, it just sounds like a hardware issue. So we'll definitely keep you guys updated on if we hear anything. It would just be sad if that card never came out. So who knows? So talking about a card on the complete other side of the spectrum, the NVIDIA GeForce GT 1010 that is being sold on Taobao.
I don't know.
Yeah, which is a foreign.
Look at that video card from the mid to early, mid-90s.
So this is the GT 1010. It's Pascal based. It is basically just a discrete card to just be a discrete card. I mean, it's not doing much of anything. It's already on sale for $70. You know, 256 CUDA core, so it's going to give you something, but not much.
It's funny to see that the PCB without all the fingers and leads for the video card.
Yeah,
like if you scroll down that next image, like if you look at the PCI connector, see how it doesn't have all the leads.
Yeah, this looks like a 4X. A
4X, yeah, card.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't even need.
Yeah. NVIDIA hasn't like officially announced this card either, which is weird, but it's just a card. It's mostly like an OEM card to have a discrete graphics card in whatever system that they're shipping.
I mean, and if you look again at that second image down, you can see the one right above that. You see the dedicated GPU memory at the back.
Yeah.
Right. So, you're getting, old man in the chat says, wouldn't it be better to buy a CPU with an integrated GPU? Well, I mean, this is maybe getting you a little more video RAM for those use case scenarios there. But
And you have to think on the other side, too, is like, if you are doing a strictly, I know we have the APUs from AMD, but like if you're just doing it just an AMD like Ryzen system, you're not getting integrated graphics with those chips specifically, unless you're doing an APU. So that could, this could be for that as well.
100% new.
Yeah. So. So very interesting. It's kind of funny. The lowest end of the I guess you would call this a new card, but
I guess
so $70 and I don't think you're gonna you're not going to see these in the retail channel in America, I don't think.
Yeah.
I it would be very, yeah, I just don't think so. So, yeah. Also, talking about stuff that was announced at CES, in overclocked Core i9-12900KS, the KS is the one that boosts, was it 5.5 single core boost clock up to 5.5 gigahertz. Again, this is something that was announced at CES. I haven't heard much about it. It was tested in Cinebench. We have the scores. You can check it out. This is probably an early sample. This CPU isn't expected to be out at least till next month, but yeah, it's out there. And it's working. So, I mean, pretty cool to see that as well.
5.4 on all cores, I think.
I think
right above, showed an all core clock of 5.4. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, 5.4 on all cores. That thing has to be hot.
That's got to be hot. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just in my Alder Lake testing, the thing's got to be hot. So. So yeah, so I don't know what they're like. It's not, you know, you can see the, you know, going up to a, yeah, I mean, that's not that hot, right? I mean, at all.
84, yeah.
Yeah, it's not that hot compared to.
Comparatively, nope.
Yeah, so we'll keep you updated on this CPU as well. You know, I'm all for it. I just think it's going to take a. You're going to, and I think they're only selling this to OEMs, right? Wasn't that the thing?
I think we saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. So like you'll get it in like an HP Omen or like an Alienware. Like I don't know if you're going to get it, you know, and probably those will have some crazy liquid cooling system for it too. So, yeah. The only way you might like, you know, you have to buy one of those systems to pull it out and test it specifically.
Put it in something else. Yeah.
Yeah. So. So yeah, one really cool thing that was launched this past week, which was kind of out of the blue and kind of, I mean, not completely out of left field for EVGA, but it's definitely not something you
would think. Not the bread and butter, yeah.
Yeah, definitely is something different. So EVGA launched a gaming PC called the E1, and it's actually pretty awesome. Yeah. So here is what it looks like. It's pretty much all EVGA parts for the most part, and some really awesome parts they kind of put together. So first, the frame or the case itself is carbon fiber. This is kind of what it looks like. So, you know, your system kind of
so awesome.
Yeah, so all carbon fiber frame with these kind of like metal,
cables,
yeah, like metal cables kind of holding everything on there. So you have this awesome, you know, like I said, open air frame that's going to look pretty awesome.
2.76 pounds, that's nuts.
Yeah. And then you have your Kingpin graphics card, which I believe is a 3090. So that's a hybrid card, partly water cooled, partly air cooled. So you have that there. You have a Z690 Dark Kingpin motherboard, 1600 watts EVGA titanium power supply that does come with a limited edition carbon fiber finish on it. You have a closed loop cooler, which has the which has like an LCD on it that shows like your CPU temperature, coolant temperature, fan speed, and pump speed on there. So pretty cool there. I believe this is a 360 millimeter radiator with fans that do have some RGB lighting on them as well. So you get that. You get these really cool, I think this is super cool for like a retail product, is you get this kind of panel here that of course has like your power button. You have a type C, you have a reset button, you have two USB 3.0 ports, headphone and microphone jacks, but then you have these like gauges, these like analog gauges that show temperatures of CPU, GPU, and I guess this one is set system temperature. How cool is that?
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
it's like, yeah, I don't know, I like these a lot.
Yeah, so super cool to see kind of those in there, and those actually will be kind of like down here. But I guess this kind of mounts on. I guess maybe you could move this around.
Like it snaps on. Yeah, you could move it around.
Yeah, you could possibly move that around. You also get like a limited edition keychain. I believe this system also comes with a keyboard and a mouse as well from EVGA. Pretty cool stuff. I believe this is only going to be open to what is EVGA, like EVGA members?
Oh, they're not VIP, but yeah, just their membership program, whatever they.
Yeah, so you can sign up to get notified about it, and then I guess if you're part of their program, you have the option to buy it, and that's kind of how they're going to do it.
Yeah, just EVGA members, it says.
Yeah, so pretty cool. And I didn't notice this the first time, but it looks like
Kingpin has a 360 radiator.
Yeah, so you get a 360 for the CPU and a 360 on the front for the GPU. So pretty awesome system. Honestly, when it comes to like pre-builds, like we've seen, you know, like MSI has and Aorus, I believe, has a pre-build. Like this is a pretty cool looking pre-build. And beyond the memory, which you can't tell who really makes that memory, but I mean everything else is basically made by EVGA, which is pretty cool too.
Yeah, memory and storage
and power supply
or
yeah, no, memory and, yeah,
and sorry, storage. Yeah, memory and storage,
yeah, not made by EVGA. So really cool stuff. Probably gonna, I mean, 3090, Z690, I mean, I assume, on the CPU side fiber, of things gonna be
not cheap.
Yeah, you're going to have a 12900K in there. You know, it's not going to be a cheap, what do you think? 6,000-7,000?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it's going to be expensive. So,
especially because it's going to be so limited number of them. Like, they can't make that case in bulk numbers. So that just ups their price.
Yeah. Yeah. So pretty cool. I like it. I would love one. I would not want to pay. Favor one, but I would love one for sure. We also got official details on when the Steam Deck is going to be launching. We talked about it being delayed. They sent out an email saying the official release date, or it's going to start shipping on February 25th. So if you did order a Steam Deck, that's when it will start shipping. So that's pretty exciting. Yeah.
We were talking about it at work the other day. Like, I was talking to my boss, and we were just chatting about it. And I was like, yeah, like, I'm just not the use case for it. You know, we've said this over and over again. Like, we're going to play on our gaming machines. If I was that person that traveled a lot, used public transportation, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
And you needed to just take up time or something, you know, and you wanted a game, I would have one. But just in my scenario, I don't have a use for it.
Yeah, I don't either. I think it's super cool. I feel like we have these devices from Valve that are like, they get all this hype and then they're just like their lifespan is not very long. Like there's just not enough support for these certain devices, or like a game to carry this device or whatever, you know, like this, like the, we had the Steam machines, which was like a big thing, and then that kind of fizzled out, and then we had the Steam controller, which was supposed to be this big change to PC gaming, and it just like fizzled out, and it's just like,
and the, what were the Steam the boxes that you could hook up and it'd stream from your PC,
and those were
I've got a couple of them.
They work extremely well.
This is almost the opposite, not opposite, but you know, they were trying to bring gaming to the big screen from your PC, and now they're trying to, like, now you've got it small and mobile. Are they trying to like provide a product or solve a problem that doesn't exist that nobody wants?
But it's like, if you look even now, even these, like, you have this is a console, right? This is a piece of hardware. Sure. When it comes to a piece of gaming hardware, there's always a game that complements that hardware at launch. Yeah. Like with, you know, with Xbox, it's always been like Halo or Gears of War, or
when the Wii was Wii Sports. Yeah.
Yeah. Or like something that's going to carry it. Like, you know, when Nintendo launched, it was Mario, like those type of things. And it's like here, it's like, it would have been nice for Valve to put out a, like a game that's really designed for this hardware. That would,
I agree,
push this launch. Cause I think, yes, Valve is, you can get any game that you want, but to match those two things up perfectly keeps the ecosystem alive a lot longer. So we'll see how this thing does. I mean, I think it's a cool piece of hardware. I think that if you are a mobile gamer, it's like kind of the one that you would want to get.
Yeah.
You know, but we'll see what happens. We'll keep you updated and everything. And maybe, I don't know, man, I just can't see myself getting one. So we'll check out some reviews whenever they launch and see what it's all about. I was like, I think in my head, I'm like, ah, should I get one?
Maybe I should just get one.
No, yeah, there's just no. Talking about gaming and gaming on the big screen, LG has partnered with NVIDIA to offer GeForce Now for free for 6 months when you buy new LG TV. So that's pretty cool. GeForce Now is their streaming service. Yeah, I mean, it basically gets you to play games on the on your big screen. I mean, it's just a value add for if you're looking to buy an LG TV, but it's pretty cool.
Now NVIDIA GeForce Now has a 4K plan, don't they? I assume, right? Because the last thing you want to do is have this 4K TV and you're running 1080
content. Yeah, but I mean, it's going to be upscaled. You know what I mean? It's not going to look on the big screen. It's not going to look horrible, especially if you're playing like a Dota or something like that. You know what I mean? And with games like PUBG and stuff going free, like it's great for that too. Like all these free to play games, because again, GeForce Now just gives you the hardware to stream the game. It's not like Xbox, the Xbox One. You know, but it's still pretty cool to try out games, to take your existing game libraries and basically be able to play them on your TV. You know, so pretty cool to see that there as well. What else do we have? Oh, so we have three really interesting launches or announcements as far as hardware. The first one's, we've seen a lot of it, but the last two are just really interesting. So this company called BOE, which I've never heard of. I believe they're a Chinese brand. Beijing Oriental Electronics Group. They announced the world's first 500 hertz gaming display.
Yeah. Okay.
27-inch, 1080p, 500 hertz. Yeah.
Smooth.
Yeah. Do you think this... That's so we've nuts. Seen like 360, a lot of 360 displays kind of get announced at CES. Do you think by the time we get to the end of the year, like 500 is going to be the new big, not the standard, but like the new big thing being announced?
I don't think so. I feel like we're barely past 144 hertz.
Yeah.
Right. Like adoption wise, obviously we're not, but I just don't see so many people moving on to the 500 unless it's affordable enough technology, like that the jump isn't insane. Right. Does it make sense for them to move to 500? If it's even affordable for them.
Well, the problem with any high frame rate display is that you need the hardware to push it.
Absolutely. Right?
And with that type of hardware being so hard to get these days, not everybody's going to have. I mean,
just need a 3090 Ti.
Even to do, you know, on a 1080p display, even to do 240, you need a pretty beefy graphics card. So imagine, I mean, you need to do double that. You need to do 500 frames a second, you know, on this to take advantage of this is, So I think that's the big hurdle, really, is having powerful enough hardware that people can push these type of things. Old man in the chat said, he goes, I wonder if there's going to be a lot of smearing at 500 Hertz. Can they make LEDs respond that quickly? I don't even know how this, how that like tech specifically works. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of questions. I think, I mean, Ryan and I both, we tested what 360 in person
2 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was 2 years ago. Yeah, it's, maybe there's that much of a difference between 360 and 500. I mean, I don't know. I think, again, these high frame rate monitors are real. They're really focused towards like esports professional gamers. That's when, I mean, yeah, we all like to get headshots and stuff like that, but the amount of hardware you need to push these, plus these are going to cost a lot of money. It really only comes down to like professional gamers, I would say, and as professional gamers in like first person shooter type scenarios. Sure. But yeah, it's the first one. So I'm sure we'll see more as the year goes on, and you know, everybody's just trying to get that headline, but we'll see how many of these really get, I guess, adopted there as well. So also on the monitor thing, and I saw this and I was like, I could use this 100%. Like 100% this could be sitting in front of me right now, and I could have like, and just like with you, with, I think this is more of an, this is an accessory to your yep. current monitor. And this is probably one of the coolest things I've seen. Like I'd like almost, I was like, I like kind of want to get it because this is a Kickstarter, but I think it's really cool. This is the Leucos, which again, a brand we've never heard of. They announced a 14-inch ultra-wide 4K. They call it a portable gaming panel, but honestly, I think this would be like more like an accessory as it's being used here. Like, so you can see the histogram, you know, when you're editing, that's what like color grading, that's what this is in this picture here. But it's this 4K 3840 by 1100, or 32 by 9 aspect ratio. So basically like a super ultra wide.
Shrunk down.
So you can see it's sitting below a monitor here.
This thing's is pretty cool. And I think you're absolutely right. Like it looks tiny there. The first image makes it look much larger, but that looks so tiny. And I think you're right. Like a histogram or like, you know, if you could pair this up with your video editing for, you know, and splitting things from your main screen, I think that would be awesome. Gaming on it. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah. They show some gaming or, you know, basketball game. It's not tall enough, right? It's
right.
There's not enough vertical space, I think, for gaming, but for multitasking, here you can see we have four screens. We have like stock trading. We have, looks like they're watching Star Wars or playing game down here, and they have an Excel sheet that is not even skinny.
It's all the menu. That's yeah, so crazy.
Can't be used. But I think something like this, or even dividing the display into two, so yeah. You can do four 1920 by 550 screens or two 1920 by 1100 screens, splitting into two. And like, again, as you're working,
that's like what, a 7-inch screen.
Yeah.
Which isn't terrible. I guess. Like
as a companion to your main screen, this would be perfect for video editing. This would be perfect for streaming. You could have your stream chat in there.
It'd be awesome for like, for me anyways, you do like a Zoom call or a WebEx, and that's where you put all your, you know, your other people that are in the meeting. And like, if you're sharing content, you can like focus on the content you're sharing, or if they're sharing with you, like if their cameras could drop down there and you've just got the shared content up top.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That'd be sweet.
Yeah. Or like, you know, just for like daily stuff, like I could have Twitter on one side and Spotify on the other or whatever, you know what I mean? Or if I'm writing a review, I can have my notes right here and I can have pictures that I'm like, you know, writing about over here. Like there's for a companion, you really, it's like the perfect thing. Jackie C in the chat gave us a super sticker of $2. We definitely appreciate that. Thank you for coming out. Maybe we'll put that $2 towards getting one of these.
Yeah, towards getting one of these. We only need a few more. No.
Yeah, no, but I mean, that's, this has such a use case. Like, there's so many crazy products we talk about, but this is one of the first ones that I've seen that I was like, wow, like this, I could see myself using this on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So yeah, they have the Kickstarter.
It's a little clunky there with the cables coming out of the top.
Yeah, and the power connector right here.
Yeah, like figure out a way to put it on the back or I don't know, something different.
Yeah, so they already raised $186,000.
What was the price on it?
400. So the early bird $419.
Okay.
And that gets you a unit.
Not even the protective case.
Oh,
the thing that $429 to get the case.
Oh yeah. So that's $10 more.
Yeah, that's not horrible.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, look at that for like editing. I mean,
yep.
It does feel a little clunky. It does feel a little big, right? Like with this big bezel down here.
Yeah. But if you go back to scroll down, look at 1, 2, 3, like what is that? 3 HDMI or DisplayPort and then like a USB and power. So it's got a lot of connectivity. You got to put that hardware somewhere.
Yeah.
It looked like there was a big power switch on the side, too.
There's a fan.
Oh, it's got a fan in the back. Okay.
We'll see how loud it is, too. But, I think, again, this setup, what it just doesn't seem realistic, like, as a...
No.
This is a sole monitor. But, as a, companion to something, or, like it said, it's shown here, like, a companion to a laptop, too.
Yep.
I think the bigger application is the companion to a bigger screen, especially if you do any type of creative work, or even like you said, like you're doing meetings and things like that. But even the companion to the laptop, it gives you a lot more space. You know what I mean?
Ooh, the vertical setup would be pretty sweet. Like the show below.
Oh yeah, interesting. That yeah.
Better get signed up, man.
Old man said, what is that? A monitor for ants? Yeah, it's like I said, it's cool. It does seem a little big, like it's thick.
Yeah, but the nice thing, like those hinges, they look pretty sturdy. Like it looks, I like it.
Yeah.
It's definitely not as small as like this, the one that I have behind me that I reviewed. I mean, that thing is super thin, takes up no space.
Well, maybe this is the start of like that the next generation, because again, people do, and you have multiple monitors and we need a companion monitor. Like again, like I have a 49 inch, it's huge, but like something that would be half lengthwise that I could sit under this, that would have like my other, like again, my Spotify, my notes, whatever on it. Like that would be something that I would invest money in, because it helps me be more productive.
I'm looking underneath my monitor and it would like fit perfectly there.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So I think maybe we will see companies come out with something like this. And again, we've already seen it in the laptop space, the ZenBook Duo from Asus, which I bring it up, but like, basically has this. Come up here, but it has basically the same thing.
You're sacrificing some space there, but
but what I mean is you have a complementary secondary display, right. So this is just it for the piece, for the desktop PC,
or build that into, somebody's going to build this thing into the bottom of one of their monitors, like a hingeable screen that's like attached to the bottom of their monitor.
I like this one because you can take this with you too. Yeah, obviously. What I mean? Which is really nice, which I kind of, like I said, I like that. So, we have the link to the Kickstarter if you want to get it. 24 hours left right now.
Nope. 10 hours. 10 hours.
Oh, 10 hours. Yeah, 10 hours. Yeah, it's, you know.
How is their goal only $2,000, though? Something's up with that.
Yeah, I mean, it is out of China. Keep that in mind. But yeah, that, like I said, there's, you know. I would love something like this for a complimentary thing on my desk. So yeah, definitely check that out. I think it's really, really cool. So yeah. And the last thing is another, it's kind of cool, kind of interesting, and it has its limitations, but it's really interesting. So this company, again, never heard of, called, how would you say that? Crayob?
I don't know.
Crayob? I'm just saying.
Crayob.
Yeah, no, it looks like crab, but it's like, I'm going to say Crayob. They have this new laptop called the Crayob X, which has no connections on it whatsoever, not even a power connection. And basically, I mean, if you look at how thin this thing is, I mean, it's super, amazing. Super thin. And the way they're able to do this is, if you look, this is a magnetic power connection. So that's how it gets its power. But all the ports are part of this wireless dongle thing. So, you know, if you want to power the laptop, you have to basically, this is all magnetic, so it just goes on the back. But then if you have full power, you don't have to have this connected, and it's all wireless. So like all your USB and all that stuff is all wireless. Not a single connection on this. I like it. I think it's cool. But again, you're limited by that wireless tech, whatever that is. If it's, I can't imagine it's Bluetooth. I assume it's
like Intel's Y-Gig or something like that.
Something like that. But again, like with your storage and stuff, it's like, you know, you're not going to be like editing. You wouldn't want to edit a video with like wireless storage. Like, I don't know. It just seems, but for people who want something that's incredibly thin and light, yeah, I mean, this is, does it say how thin it is? 13.3 inch 4K bezel-less display, DDR5, 32 gigabytes Gen 4 storage. Wi-Fi connection will be Wi-Fi 6E. 7 millimeters thick, the body of it. That's tiny. Yeah. Super, super tiny. And you can see like the magnetic charger just kind of rolls up like that.
Yeah, it looks like it pops up so that you can wrap the cord. That's cool.
Yeah, so I think it's really cool. I think the thinner, as I've reviewed some thin and light laptops, it's like this, it just feels so much nicer taking something out of your like laptop bag that's just like a like an actual notebook, like it's that thin and light. But it's still, we're at the point now, and I think this is going to be based off Alder Lake, where it's like you have the power to do everything that you want finally, you know what I mean? And it's not this big clunky machine. So I think it's cool. I think it's super cool. Again, a company we've never heard of. Maybe this might be something that we see again in the future with those wireless technologies becoming more, you know, just more powerful and a lot faster speeds. So yeah, maybe we'll see other companies kind of come up with that, because I the thinner and lighter we can go, I'm all for it. So yeah.
And, yeah. I wonder how much key press or those keys have, you know, like maybe it's too thin, but
yeah, we'll see. Yep. So coming up next week, I didn't finish it this week, so I ran into some issues, which I told Ryan about today. But yeah, I'll be taking a look at the Height Revolt 3. Honestly, the issues, I don't know what the issues are yet because I haven't figured them out, but the issues don't have to do with the case, I don't believe. They're Bob errors. So yeah, but actually this case is extremely easy to install, and I went through the installation process pretty easily in this. And I was able to get a massive graphics card in here. So definitely stay tuned for that. Also, there is another case launching next week. Stay tuned for that. I would say that it was kind of expected. We'll just say that. Okay. So stay tuned for that on Tuesday of next week. And then just whatever else we have. I always have products here to review. So always, we might have some other stuff thrown in next week as well. Just all depends on if I don't have any more Bob issues or anything like that. Yep. So yeah, so as we come here to the end of the podcast, like always, we talk about tech. If you guys have any questions in the chat, or if Ryan, if you have any tech stuff you want to talk about.
Not necessarily tech, but I did start finally watching Book of Boba Fett. I don't know if you've watched any of that at all.
I have not. Is it good?
Did you watch Mandalorian?
Yeah, I watched all of Mandalorian.
Okay, so we are 1.5 episodes in, so it was fine. The first episode I saw, so yeah. No, see where all it goes. Right. I've seen mixed reviews about it. So
I think it's anything in the Star Wars universe is pretty enjoyable. It's hard to, as a sci-fi Star Wars nerd, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you're in that realm of stuff, it's hard to not, like, it's hard to, because what would you rather watch? Something that's like completely, you know, non, I don't know. Maybe I'll check it out. Let me think if I did anything. No,
I think that's about it. All I did.
You fixed your audio stuff.
No, I just updated some software that had been nagging me every time my PC starts. It's like, hey, a new version of Wavelink is available. I'm like, nah, not now, not now.
Yeah, I do feel so. Like my. So if you guys don't know, I wish I could show you guys right now because it's pretty dirty. I do have, maybe I can actually show you on my phone.
Well, and like, I would have done these software upgrades much sooner, but the top line in this Wavelink notice for upgrading says, you'll have to redo all your audio settings like with this new version. So that was like keeping me from doing it because I knew it was possibly going to take some time to recreate. Really, it was super easy to get
recreated. So I'm gonna show you this, and I'm gonna try to show you guys this if I can get my phone to get into StreamYard here. And you, let me see if it brings me in here.
Okay. Oh, it's probably gonna kick you out of your.
No, I don't think.
No, it won't, because I was in two connections last week. That's right.
Yeah. How do I turn? Hold on.
This guy.
I don't think it's gonna let me switch my camera around though, but I can turn it around. So, anyways.
Okay.
Let's see if we can do this here.
Jackie C in the chat gave that $2 sticker, but they didn't comment or say anything. So I don't know what.
Yeah, we do appreciate it.
Still around. Yeah, we appreciate it.
Let's see if it will let me in. So here's.
Oh, I'll turn audio on. Loop. You got to let yourself into the room.
Yeah, I know that. Well, it's like super close on me. So here's me. Here, wait. Let's do this. So here's me, right? And here's my computer. Do you see it's kind of hard to see. It's going to be hard to see, but these fans are so dirty. And here's something that's like super embarrassing. Like, I don't know if you can see. Oh, you guys can't see it. I wish you could see in there and see how dirty. Like, you can't see it.
I can see some grime on the bottom on that
one.
Oh, I did. That made me think of something. So last year, I helped a friend of mine build a PC, and it was in the same case that you've got. Same white case, everything. Threadripper, with a Be Quiet Dark Rock, you know, dual heatsink cooler, bunch of RGB, a 2080 Super, I think, at the time was what was available. What else? Maybe it was more than a year ago. But anyways, we swapped out that Dark Rock cooler for a Corsair Elite H150i LCD. So that was a pretty cool swap for that case.
Nice. Yeah. So what I was going to say is I've been like putting off cleaning this because like I know I'm upgrading it. You know, when you just like let something go till like you're replacing it, it's getting like the dirt on this case is just not. It's kind of embarrassing. So, but we have some new cases coming out and some other ones. I really like that height case, that Y60 that we talked about at CES. like for my next build, I kind of want to use that, but that's not coming out till March. Yeah, it's just kind of embarrassing. That's all I have to say. It's very embarrassing. So
I saw. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was gonna say that's pretty much all. I mean, I've just been working on reviews and stuff. I haven't really.
Gotcha.
I'm trying to think if I watch. I haven't really watched any movies lately. I'm going to go see Jackass on Friday. I'm excited about that.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to the movie theater.
I see that.
I'm going to the movie theater, so that'll be fun.
Looks like old man picked up a nice book, nice comic.
Oh, nice.
The other day.
How's your comics coming along?
Good. I was going to tell him I just picked up a X-Men 34 in a local online auction at a local auction house on Monday night.
Nice.
So it's a little beat up. This one has some writing on the front as well, but I didn't pay too much for it. So no, it's good. I kind of slowed down, which is good, but yeah.
Add it to your collection of stuff you have behind you.
Yeah.
That's right. All right, guys. So we are going to get off here, and we're going to do some gaming. So we're going to play some Apex Legends like we do every Wednesday evening. Of course, it is gaming night, and we're going to be over on Twitch, twitch.tv/thinkcomputers. You can go over there and hang out with us and make fun of how bad we are at gaming. I'm going to try to be good this week because I have some computer issues. I'm going to let off some anger and kill some people. So, so we're going to be over there on Twitch. We're going to end things here. Thanks, everybody, for coming out for the live stream. Of course, everybody who listens later. Of course, old man in the chat, Jackie C in the chat. Thank you again for the super sticker. And Kelly L, who was also in the chat. Thank you for coming out. Same time next week. And I'm trying to think if I have anything going on.
We should be on Home Gadget Geeks on Thursday, the 10th.
You didn't tell me that, but no.
Yeah, I did. You go look in your chats.
All right. So we will also be on Home Gadget Geeks on Thursday, the 10th. So that will be exciting. So podcast next Wednesday, Home Gadget Geeks Thursday. And then I'm actually going on a mini vacation Friday to Tuesday. So that'll be fun.
Nice.
So, yeah. So a lot of stuff going on. That means I have to get a lot done before that time happens. But again, head on over to Twitch. Thanks, everybody, for coming out. And we will see everybody next week.